RCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Hamas must be destroyed after his meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Secretary praised President Trump's suggestions about displacing Palestinians from Gaza.
The president's also been very bold about his view of what the future for Gaza should be. Not the same tired ideas of the past, but something that's new, bold, and something that frankly took courage and vision in order to outline.
Netanyahu called Trump the best friend to Israel that's ever been in the White House. ABC's learned Secretary Rubio will be one of several senior administration officials to travel to Saudi Arabia to begin talks about the peace process to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine is not expected to attend. Today, the president will attend the Daytona 500. The race moved forward an hour because of the weather forecast. The South already been hammered with rain that's led to flooding across the region. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Morning, everybody. It's the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rondell, high noon Central Time. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Stick around. One of my favorite comedic movies is probably yours as well, Airplane. Leslie Nielsen showing his comedic talents. To some people's surprise. But it was based on a picture of 1957, Zero Hour, with Dana Andrews and Wilt Chamberlain and Peggy King. The producers of Airplane decided to buy the script for Zero Hour and say they were going to remake it. In a way, they did. They paid $2,500 for the rights. This is Eric Coates. I'll be right back.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little bit of light snow out there. Accumulations an inch or less. Temperatures rising to the mid and upper teens for this afternoon, but blustery northwest winds up to 30 miles per hour will take that wind chill down below zero. It's 18 at our studios.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
We'll be driving to a significant moment in American history with a special Black History lesson featuring guest historian Professor Bob Harvey. Later in the show, we'll also welcome Reggie Jackson.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Back we are, the music of the stars is on the air. A salute to Peggy King on her birthday today.
Yourself in this man's place. Aboard a transcontinental plane, suddenly half the passengers, including your own son, are struck by a paralyzing deadly illness. And then in the midst of the panic and confusion, the stewardess tells you to come forward to the pilot's compartment. This is what you find. A pilotless plane running wild in a stormy sky.
Can you fly this airplane and land it?
No, not a chance.
You're the only chance we've got.
How could he fly a plane again after the horrible experience that had sapped his courage and ruined his life? But only he, among all the passengers, had any chance at all to save them, even though it was one in a thousand.
This is Cross Canada Charter, flight 714, in distress. Come in, anyone.
I want you to get on a horn and talk this guy down. You'll have to talk him onto the approach. And so help me, you'll have to talk him right down to the ground.
He's below 700 now, and he's still going down.
Stryker, you can't come straight in. You've got enough fuel left for 2 hours flying. You've got to stay up there till we get a break in the weather.
Listen, Trelevin, I'm coming in. Do you hear me? I'm coming in right now.
In front of him, the bewildering array of instruments that blur before his frantic eyes. Beside him, the woman who had once loved him. And behind him, a plane load of frantic passengers.
Ted, we're falling, Ted, we're falling! The mountains, Ted, the mountains!
And now here's the star of television and motion pictures, Miss Peggy King.
Matt, I heard
that you just finished doing St. Louis Blues, and, well, I wanted to drop around and bring something for the after-set party.
Oh?
So here it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, how nice of you, Peggy.
Well, I thought I'd be the first one.
Well, as a matter of fact, Peg, Cornell Wilde was just here a moment ago, and he also brought a very nice cake, too.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet you didn't have this on top of it.
Mm-hmm. No, it didn't. Does this stand for the covered wagon?
No.
The great train robbery?
No, Nat.
Well?
It's an airplane, and it stands for my new picture at Paramount called Zero Hour with Dana Andrews and Sterling Hayden.
Of course, I remember just seeing that not so long ago. It's a wonderful picture.
Thank you.
It's a nice-looking cake, too.
Thank you. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I know what you're going to say, and I've taken care of that. I brought something for Sweetie and Cookie.
Well, this is nice. Thank you, Peggy, for bringing
this
by.
Welcome.
I'm sure they'll get a kick out of this. And good luck on your new picture, Zero
Thank
Hour.
Thank you, Nat. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. And now...
I've been floating on air since you told me you care. It feels so good up here. Come down there. Your love has built me up, up, up. I'm flying high. Up, 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 high in the sky. When you first told me that your love was mine, I felt so good that I felt like flying. But will you be right when I come tumbling down? So you can build me back up, 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 fly high and high. Up, 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 high in the sky. Since you took my heart and taught me all about love, I've been floating on the clouds above. Will you be mine when I am tumbling down? So you can build me back up, 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 I'm flying high. Up, 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 high in the sky. As long as I know that I'm your little girl, I'll be sitting on top of the world. Will you be right when I come tumbling down? So you can build me back up, 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 when I come tumbling down, down, down. Come on and build me back up, 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 when I come tumbling down, down, down. Come on and build me back
up. Peggy King, here's Neil Hefti. Music of the Stars.
Hurrying home to you, through with being lonely. Hurrying home to you, don't you know you're one and only. Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And quarrels of the past we'll keep in the past, dear. Wanna be in your arms, wanna hug and kiss you. Wanna be in your arms, wanna show you the way I miss you. Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And to have you close is all that I'm thinking of. Giving a show for the people below as we fly so high. Hearing each beat of the motors repeat with a sigh. By and by. Gonna be holding you, now I'm feeling jumpy. Gonna be holding you, don't care if the ride gets bumpy. Fast, fast, traveling fast. Thank you.
for the people below as we fly. As we fly so high, hearing each beat of the motors repeat with a sigh. By and by,
by Olympus, that's the sweet song they sing me. Skyliner, bring me home to love, home to love.
Additionally, you'll witness an awkward scene in the cockpit between the pilots and a young boy named Joey, plus a toxic fish dinner. Every one of those plot points resurfaced in nearly identical fashion 23 years later in the 1980 comedy Airplane. The connection is entirely intentional. Airplane creators David Zucker, Jerry Zucker, and Jim Abrams liberally borrowed from Zero Hour's plot, even hijacking some of its dialogue. What's really remarkable is the genius displayed by Abrams and the Zucker brothers. They turned a taut drama into one of the great comedies of its time, and they did it by, at times, changing nothing but the tone. Zero Hour is itself an adaptation, taken from a Canadian television drama, Flight into Danger. Both were written by a young Brit named Arthur Haley. Haley had flown for the Royal Air Force during World War II, undoubtedly had a few hair-raising experiences of his own. 11 years after Zero Hour, Haley wrote a massive bestseller reworking the aviation disaster theme, Airport. And 2 years later, it was adapted into a hit film that foretold the barrage of disaster movies in the 1970s.
That's some great movies. Maybe not so great in some cases, but the music. Oh, yeah, good stuff. Frank Sinatra. Eddie Cantor.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another bride, another June, another sunny, a sunny honeymoon. Another reason, here's that season for making whoopee. A mess of shoes, a gang of rice. The groom is nervous that he answers twice. It's really killing this cat so willing to make whoopee. With those baby clothes, he's so ambitious, man, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you'll get, folks, for making whoopee. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Thank you.
each weekday morning at 10:15, I see my favorite vending machine. It stands there waiting and percolating, just making coffee. The other morning at coffee time, I sidled over, put in my dime. I pushed the button, but out came nothing. I want my coffee. One button says with sugar, one button says with cream. Then there's a mystery button. It splashes your suit with steam. Then at an angle, one cup came down. I watched it dangle. It made me frown. I cried in vain there, but down the drain there went all my coffee. Machines have downs, machines have ups. Next day one dime paid for 18 cups. I just kept drinking, I stood there thinking, that's too much coffee. And that's not all that seems so strange. It also gave me $9 change. I said, that's funny, that's too much money. It said, shut up and drink your coffee, or I'll give you more steam. It can make more than coffee. It makes hot soup and tea. And if it really likes you, a mixture of all three. That poor machine, it went berserk from coffee nerves and overwork. It's in a lump now, in the city dump now. Still making coffee, making coffee, making coffee, making coffee.
Alan Sherman, here's Sam Cooke. Music of the Star, Civic Media Radio Network.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santos all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee, a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
Sam Cooke.
I like that too. I really do.
I know I shouldn't do it.
What?
It's bad for me.
What are you talking about?
But I... Well, I've been doing it ever since, sir.
Doing what?
When did I start?
You've been doing what since when?
Early teens.
Yeah, well, what
I
did
think
you...
my mother started me on it.
Your mother?
And now it's probably... Well, I've been doing it all my life.
Well, what did she start you? Give me a hint.
Probably destroyed my brain.
What is this? What is this, some narcotic?
Probably is... My insides are all rotted away.
What are you talking about?
After all, it's been every day, many times every day.
What's been every day?
And sometimes at night, you know, even... I know they...
Oh, you poor
They're trying to wean me with...
Oh, you poor
Decaf. Kid.
With what?
With,
Decaf.
And I like that, too, but...
What are you talking about?
It's the real stuff.
You're talking about...
The real stuff.
Coffee?
I've got several pots boiling out there right now.
You're talking about coffee?
I don't even need cream and sugar anymore.
Coffee won't hurt you.
Just black.
It won't hurt
Just
you.
Just black.
Are you crazy? Coffee won't hurt you. Look what it's done for me.
What would I do without it?
I know. I love cream. I'll have a cup, too. I'll have cream. I'll have cream and sugar, though, in mine. Oh, thank you.
80 cups a day.
Oh, that's nothing. I have more than that.
80 or more.
More than 80. Much more than 80.
And while we're on the topic...
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things look, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. No rum and no soda pop. It's bad for the coffee crop. And those tiny little TV beans say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunking doesn't take a lot of skill. They got an awful lot of coffee, a zillion tons of coffee. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Petey Gourmet. Homer and Jethro.
When I was young, I used to help my old man off the back porch step up to a spot on a piney wood hill, and there he'd make me run the still.
But now Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. I own the still after all these years, 'cause Pappy's gone away.
When we'd squeeze out a vat of mash, might Paul pay me off in cold hard cash, but he got it back as often as not by charging me 50 cents a shot.
But now Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. on the still after all these years, cause Pappy's gone away. Well, Paul worked me like I was a slave, 25 hours of every day. He'd sit there and drink from morning till night. He thought he had it made for life. But now Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. I own the still after all these years, cause Pappy's gone away. Well, Paul's gone now and I'm all alone, and I run this old still on my own. They gave Paul 10 years in the pen, and me a reward for turning him in. And now Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. On the still after all these years, cause Pappy's gone away.
Could never figure it out why, if no one cares, they wrote a song about it. Spike Jones and Company.
Don't take me out to the movies. I'd rather stay home and relax. I'll tell you the trouble with movies. It's too darn many popcorn sacks.
Let me take off my shoes and run barefoot through your hair.
Oh, but Charles, I always thought you wanted to...
The big main feature lights the screen. The hero beats the villain back. Then comes the climax of the scene. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. The mystery picture's in a mess. The cops admit the case looks black. Just when the crook starts to confess. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. It's brought back silent pictures. And that's no gag. The loudest sound department is in the bag. On comes a girl in tights wrong, cut so in front and low in back. She takes a deep breath for a song. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. Is tough.
when he tries to do his stuff.
I'm gonna drill you, see, and you know why, Jack? Now slug that mug with a popcorn sack.
When Katharine Hepburn speaks her part and gives out high dramatic art.
Or the Calla Lilies will soon be back on the chest of that pest with a popcorn sack.
That salted buttered rattler soon drives you nuts. You must eliminate him. No ifs or buts. It doesn't mean a doggone thing when Mr. Jolson starts to sing. The noise comes from the guy behind. You turn and shoot. He falls down smack. You think now you have peace of mind.
Timbo!
Pulls another popcorn sack.
Excuse me, are you... Have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. It must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on the top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. Say, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
Get to be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. That is such a warm welcome, great setup, and I love watching the old tape. I hope it was interesting to you. Not only have we aged 40 years just like that, it's amazing. It happens when you don't eat your vegetables, but when I look back there, there's so many changes. You know, this is where we did our show, not in this particular studio, but right here at Television City, and there's so many changes.
A lot of changes. Some of that aren't changes is that the morons are still running the country.
Well, it's funny, that punchline will work indefinitely, unfortunately.
But everywhere, you know, every time we get up in the morning, all of us, we're not married. No, but you get up, you turn on the radio, pick up the newspaper, see, tell everything is politics. Politics, politics, right, politics, national politics. It's been going on for, like, particularly about 4 or 5 years, but I looked up the word politics. Yeah. And I thought it was important. Politics comes from the Greek root poly, meaning many, and tix, meaning blood-sucking parasites.
Why are you laughing? That's not funny, but it's food for thought.
But let's get off the politics. Yeah. Craig, as I understand, is a new pilot. And
you're a new pilot?
Which is,
you fly?
That's so great, yeah. Because Dickie and I were up just in Santa Barbara last night. We flew in this morning from Santa Barbara. Instead of driving, I said, well, I'll fly. So I've been flying I'm pilot 38 years. I'm instrument
rated. That's not true.
A lot of it's true, Dick. Let me finish this up. So I ran a Cessna, a little Cessna 172. We flew in from San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, around to fly. What a beautiful morning this day. And Dickie said, fly over. We went to a high school in the valley, and we flew over the valley.
You flew to a high school?
You said fly. You said fly over Verdugo Hills.
That's not true.
A lot of it's true. Let me just. The point is that when you're in commercial airlines, you're 20,000-30,000 feet.
What are you talking about?
Let me finish the thought. And you see so much, but in a small plane, like when we were flying, just a little Cessna flying into Van Nuys Airport, and it was beautiful. And if you have a chance to get in a small plane and see
it,
I said, you enjoyed the flight over there.
I did. No, it's not true.
Yes, you did. You got airsick.
I did not get airsick.
Yes, you did.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I flew you over here.
You didn't. You're not a pilot. It's important. You can't fly an airplane unless you train first and become a qualified pilot.
I'm in some...
No, you're not. Start with the first thing you're not. You're not a pilot. You are not a pilot.
Then why'd you go up with me?
You're not a pilot.
Leave it alone.
Smothers Brothers, Percy Faith, 1956.
Other's arms and shared a kiss so tenderly. We rode along into the shadows of the Andes, but love's sweet song was really never meant to be, for she vanished in the mountains. Now it's raining lonely tears within the valley of my heart. Adios to the valley of the Rizzo. Adios to my valley of the Rizzo.
Percy Faith, Music of the Stars.
Let me remind you, we are on a very tight schedule. And I've never been late before, and I am certainly not going to be late tonight. Now, everybody, take your seats, please. Thank you.
Your attention, please. Are there any Polar Express passengers in need of refreshment? I thought so. We got it! Oh!
industrial accidents should always be avoided if possible. But every once in a while, something goes wrong at the factory, and it's actually kind of sweet. That was the case this week when two people fell into a chocolate tank at the M&M Mars factory in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. According to Penn Live, the individuals were unable to escape the chocolate, which was believed to be about waist deep. No injuries have been reported, but both people were reportedly taken to the hospital. According to WHTM, first responders were called to the scene to cut a hole in the side of the tank so the two people could get out. A spokesperson for Mars told the news station that they are actively managing the situation and our primary focus is supporting emergency teams on site. The plant manufactures several confections, including M&M's and Dove chocolates. It's also located just south of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Amazingly, this is not the first time in the past calendar year that a chocolate factory has played site to a mishap. According to Newsweek, a woman was hospitalized with a head injury and a broken tooth after her colleague at the La Leca factory in Arona, Italy last year hit her over the head with a 2-pound chocolate bar. The assault reportedly happened after a prolonged argument about chocolate.
I fell in a vat of chocolate. I fell in a vat of chocolate. What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate? Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum day. Well, I fell in a vat of chocolate. I just fell in a vat of chocolate.
Wait a minute. You just said you fell in a vat of chocolate.
I fell right in this vat of chocolate.
I know, and I asked you a question. I said, what did you do when you fell in the chocolate?
I swam a lot. There's a 30-foot vat, and we're just full of chocolate.
30-foot across?
No, deep. It was 30 feet deep, full of chocolate, and I fell right into it. And
What happened? What did you do after you fell in?
Well, I even hate to think about it because it was
I'm
terrible
serious.
Experience.
What did you do? What did you do to get out?
I was just walking down down by my house there, and there's a... There's this vat of chocolate over it.
Now, what did you do? First of all, there had to be a restraining rail on the vat of chocolate.
Well, I used to kind of balance on that rail. I used to walk on that rail, and someone evidently put something slippery on there because I fell right in there.
Okay, then what happened, Tom? What did you do after you fell?
I yelled fire. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum day.
Well...
Now, I want you to think about it, Tom. It must have been a very traumatic experience.
Oh, it's just a horrible experience. That chocolate all over me. I was swimming around like
that. What possessed you to yell fire when you were out in this vat of liquid chocolate? There was no fire. You were in the chocolate and you yelled fire. That's pretty ridiculous, if you ask me.
That certainly is.
I just yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Why yell fire? Because no one saved me if I yell chocolate!
No one saved me if I yell chocolate.
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum day. Yum 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 with the chocolate. It's bring the room. Good chocolate. Oh no, the moose. Moose. Yeah, and good. The chocolate on the moose.
I've just found joy
I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see her, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine.
Music of the Stars. Nat Cole.
Now I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 she's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because isn't my baby smile. Oh, and to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Bing Crosby, 1945.
I call my sugar candy, 'cause I'm sweet on candy. Candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy.
And Sammy Davis, 1985.
This gentleman, who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, thank you, cover it with chocolate or a miracle or two, the candy man.
The Candyman can,
because he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. And who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a groovy pie? The Candyman, Candyman can. You know the Candyman can, because he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Who can make tomorrow? Put it in a dream. Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman. Candyman can, you know the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. So who can take tomorrow, put it in a dream, separate the sorrow, then collect up all the cream? The Candyman. I said the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make
the world tastes good. Candyman, Candyman,
Candy, call me sugar candy, 'cause I'm sweet on candy. Candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy. And candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart and got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, it's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy to make her mine, all mine. That there were four of her, so I could love much more.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl who walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby, oh, won't you tell her that I love her?
All right, stick around for news and another crazy weather forecast that you don't need to hear, but you're gonna if you stick around. Don't leave me now. Perry Como.
I lost my head and I said something. Now come
on. And we'll be back till high noon central on the Music of the Stars.
I know I'm wrong.
The Civic Media Radio Network.
See, I let my world slip away from me. Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying?
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said widespread flooding continues and the statewide impact is massive. He says there have been multiple fatalities, and ABC's Samara Theodore says the impact is not limited to Kentucky.
95% of Kentucky right now is under some type of flood warning, and even more critical, in West Virginia, we've already experienced evacuations as we have rare and catastrophic flooding currently occurring.
There are hundreds of thousands of power outages across the South, and with more rain in the forecast, organizers have moved the start of the Daytona 500 forward by 1 hour. President Trump's expected to attend. President Trump is the best friend in the White House Israel's ever had, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After his meeting today with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, ABC has learned the secretary will be part of a high-ranking U.S. delegation traveling to Saudi Arabia for talks focused on bringing an end to the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News.